15:37 remaining in the first half here at the Atlantic Union Bank Center. Final regular season game of the year. The JMU Dukes trailing the Drexel Dragons 7-6. Food Lion is the proud sponsor of the Score to Give More program for each free throw the Dukes make in today's game. Food Lion Feeds will donate 100 meals to a local area food bank. Thank you, Food Lion, for your support of JMU Athletics and for supporting our community. The Dukes started off sluggishly, now shooting 2 of 7 from the floor, 28%. Drexel shooting 3 of 6 from the floor for 50%. Both teams are 1 of 2 from the three-point line, and the Dukes are 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. 5 rebounds for Drexel in the early going, 3 for JMU. And 2 of those 5 rebounds belong to TJ Bickerstaff for the Dragons. Breaking the timeout, the Dukes will possess underneath their basket. 25 on the shot clock, 7-6 is the lead for Drexel. The Dragons started the game with a three-pointer from Zach Walton. The Dukes have been playing catch-up ever since. Julian Hodge on the floor for JMU. Also, Justin Amati coming in for the Dukes. They'll play with Michael Christmas, Votto Morris, and Terrence Edwards. Hodge will inbound left baseline for JMU. Looks for Edwards under the basket, couldn't find him. Finds Votto Morris on the right side. Excuse me, the left side. Morris moving around. Matej Urich has checked in the lineup. Screen set by Christmas. Now Michael takes the ball, gives it off to Edwards, drives the lane, bounces the pass in the paint to Julian Hodge under the basket, but led him too far. Series of high screens here at the top of the key, and Julian Hodge got free, but the pass just was not on the mark. So another costly turnover for the Dukes. They're second here in the early going. Drexel in front, 7-6, 15-15 remaining first half. Cameron Winter with a left-handed dribble, top of the key, guarded in the Dukes man-to-man by Hodge. And they're going to get Hodge for a bump out near the top of the key. First foul on the Dukes. Obviously the first on Hodge, who, good offensive player. His offense might be ahead of his defense a little bit. It's just in my opinion anyway. Winter will inbound right base, right sideline rather for the Dragons in front, 7-6, 15-10 to play. Odin Jr. in the lineup for the first time. Gets it in the corner to Cameron Winter for three. It's off the mark. Rebound tipped around. Off the hands of Butler, scooped up by Michael Christmas. The Dukes go the other way. To Terrence Edwards, left wing, drives around. Butler shot is up. Good off the glass. And the foul on James Butler. The freshman from Atlanta takes it straight to the hoop. Terrence Edwards gets his first two of the day. Drove the left side of the lane. And again, he can finish with either hand. Darted toward the block like he was going to go straight up. Butler slid over there and cut off the block. Edwards at 6'6", sort of long and lanky, reached around, changed hands from the left hand to the right hand, rattled it in off the glass and goes to the free throw line for the and one. Free throw is good. 3 points for Edwards. The Dukes in front now, 9-7, 14:55 remaining. Cameron Winter controlling for Drexel. Hands it off to Odin Jr., swings it quickly to Matej Urich. Now to Butler, left side, guarded by Justin Amati. Down to Matej Okrus, who's in for the first time. Okrus swinging to right side to Odin. To Butler at the right elbow extended. To Winter, wide open three-point shot from the right wing, comes off long. Edwards with the rebound for the Dukes. Edwards firing ahead to Amati, throws it too far off his fingertips. It's a good look as Justin Amati got behind the secondary, if you will. But the pass from Terrence Edwards, and he knew he led him just a bit too much. The third giveaway for the Dukes here in the early going, 14:20 remaining in the first, 9-7. JMU Edwards with a near steal, swatted it away, but it's picked up by Butler. Goes back to Okrus. Dukes in a man-to-man defense. To Winter, left side, open for the three, got freed up by a screen, and Cameron Winter knocks in his first basket of the day. 40% three-point shooter on the year, and he pushes Drexel back in front, 10-9, 14 minutes to play first half. Drexel staying in there, man-to-man defense. Votto Morris driving the lane. Shot running. It's a one-handed runner up and good. He got bumped down the left side of the lane, but Votto Morris having himself a fine afternoon. Gives JMU the one-point edge again, 11-10. Drexel basketball winner on the J at JMU center floor. Back left side to Okrus. In the corner to Odin Jr. Going to drive on Christmas. Left baseline, be cut off there. Tries to wrap around a pass in the paint. It's going to be knocked away by JMU. And the Dragons will hold possession with 11 on the shot clock. Terrell Strickland off the bench for JMU as well as Javis Harvey. They'll replace Terrence Edwards and Votto Morse. Again, no Matt Lewis for the Dukes, injured. And the last game a couple of weeks ago on Sunday against Hofstra, and Matt's season sadly is over. Drexel basketball inbound, winner catches top of the key. Right side to Matei. Going to draw it to Matei. Jurek puts up a left-handed shot in the paint off the glass, and it's good. Jurek with a should I pass it, should I shoot it indecision moment in the paint. But use the backboard to make it 12-11. Drexel in front, 13:09 remaining first half. Jalen Hodge has it top of the key for the Dukes. Swings it to Amadi. Now to Harvey. Harvey at the right elbow. Back out to Christmas. Left wing to Strickland. Now to Amadi in the left corner. Amadi jump shot. A long shot for two. It's up and good. Justin Amadi's only taken three. Make it four shots beyond like 13 feet, and he's made them all. Three of those being three-pointers. 13-12, JMU. O'Cruz in the left corner for Drexel to Odin. Top of the key to Tim Perry Jr., who's checked in. Back to O'Cruz, moving against Harvey. Step back, thought about the three. Harvey cuts that off and swings the pass over to Winter, defended by Strickland. Winter spin move the elbow, knocked away by Harvey. Knocked away again by Amadi. Harvey gets it to Amadi, who goes in and throws it down with one hand. Justin Amadi on the assist from Javis Harvey. Those two guys knocked the ball free twice to set JMU a transition basketball. The Dukes, their biggest lead of the first half, 15-12, 12:05 to play first half. Odin to O'Cruz, left side. Back out to Odin on the left wing. Trying to drive on Christmas, picks up his dribble, swings it back out center floor. Eight to shoot for the Dragons, down by three here in the first half. Winter driving by Strickland, puts up a running 17-footer and drains it. Cameron Winter is so tough to defend. Strickland tried to reach around and knock the ball free and narrowly missed it. 15-14, JMU, 11:40 remaining first half. Christmas has the top of the key for the Dukes. Goes to Hodge on the left wing. Hodge stepping up against Odin, trying to drive left side of the lane. And ball knocked free. Christmas saves it into the hands of Hodge, but it's stolen away by Odin. Odin fires ahead to Winter. The Dragons in transition. Winter on the right wing, lofts it over to Matei, wide open left side for three. It's no good off the back of the iron. Rebound tipped up, kept alive by Odin. His shot off the glass is up and good. Lamar Odin Jr., the second cousin to Greg Odin, the former college great and NBA player, pushes Drexel back in front, 16-15, and a timeout called, stopping the action. 11-10 remaining. First half play here at the Atlantic Union Bank Center. JMU trailing. Drexel 16-15. We'll take a break and return on the Low Fiber Broadcast Network.